Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1341. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Ravar and Tzitzel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lerafur Shleim Rafal Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our Malacha Ma'abe Tanning. Okay, I just want to finish off. We started talking about the shoe tree, putting in a shoe tree into shoes in general on Shabbos, because this obviously a leather shoe. And the problem is getting the shoe back into shape. By a new shoe, we said bechlal, it's a major problem because of the fact you want to stretch it out or whatever and straighten it out if it got a little bit bent out of shape. So that's obviously a major problem. But we saw even by an older shoe, if it got wet and it started to sort of like shrivel up, warp or whatever, bend out of shape, and somebody wants to fix it up. So putting in a shoe tree, especially the more professional shoe trees with the spring and so on, would be a major problem. Now, the Sefer, I just want to mention one thing. The Sefer Shem of Zachar, Taka said that if it's only a little, using the non-professional shoe trees, they have these simple, like plastic type style shoe trees. Some of them might even be a little metal, but it's not really made to fix anything. It's just made to keep the shoe in place. So he said, he wanted to say using that is not a major issue, even if there would be a little bit of a fixing on the leather through that, but just to make sure in reference to whereby one wears it during the week. Where one would be wearing it on Shabbos, but not for during the week, because it could be possibly running into, preparing hachana, preparing for the week. But I have to admit, the Sefer Lamites Malachas we spoke about a few shiurim ago, also the Sefer Shabbos Home. Actually, just to read the Lashon from the Sefer Shabbos Home, he says, on Shabbos, one may not insert a shoe tree into a shoe that lost its shape. So he doesn't really make a distinction in the Sefer Shem of Zachar. He makes a little bit of a distinction. The more stronger ones that'll bring it back into shape, and the other ones which sort of basically keeps it in shape, but there could be a little bit of a stretching going on or putting it back into shape, possibly, when one puts that in. But it's not, he felt it was not enough, he wanted to say it was not enough of a fixing whereby it would be a problem. His lashon was basically that it's these plastic type of shoe trees are incapable of they can't straighten out the leather that has already become warped and so on. Again, in case in time whereby the shoe is dried up or whatever, although it does improve the overall shape of the shoe a little bit, it does have a proper effect on the leather uppers to straighten it out once it has dried and warped a little bit. So he says that type of fixing is not enough to do anything. But the other others from Sefer Shalom Tes Malacha, Sefer Shabbos Home, Taka bring down one should be careful not to do that at all in a case in time whereby the shoe had already dried up. We'll talk about where the shoe is still wet. He says on Shabbos one may not insert, this is the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 373, on Shabbos one may not insert a shoe tree into a shoe that has lost its shape. By doing so, one stretches the leather, thereby violating the Malacha of tanning ma'abe. So he doesn't really make a major distinction, does it say for Shabbos Home, as to if it's only a little drop or so on. He just says if it's going to fix it. In any case, it's a problem. Besides the fact of tikkun mana, that's a separate issue. But the Sefer Shema v'zach, I don't want to get too lumdis on this now. He brings down from the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Hilchase, where he says it could be a problem, but he wants to say it's not really a fixing because it's some people could wear that shoe and it's only that one person. Okay, but I'm not going to get into the whole thing. It's a bit complicated, but be it as it may, others from do say if there is some sort of a fixing, one should be careful not to put in a shoe tree at all once it already dried up, and because it's not really preventing. Okay, whereby the Sefer Shem of Zacha says even it's preventing, but even though there might be some small sort of small little fixing going on and on those small plastic or whatever shoe trees, it's not enough of an issue to call it ma'abed. Now, the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes also says basically the same thing. One may not it talks about one may not bend a new shoe like we spoke about in the past to soften the stiffness, the tightness or stiffness of a new shoe to make it more comfortable. That you're not allowed to do. To bend the shoe back and forth, that's a part of ma'abed straight, fixing up the leathers. However, one may insert a shoehorn, it means really a shoe tree, into a shoe to retain its shape, which we'll see in a minute how that works, and preventing shrinking, but not to repair a shoe that is out of shape. He brings this from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilcha. So if there's any type of repairing going on, Even though, albeit a small amount, one has to be careful not to do it. So even though the Sefer Shem of Zacha was a little bit more makel and when it's only a little bit, one should be careful. Also, he also felt there might be a problem of hachana if it's not worn on Shabbos. So one should be careful not to put in a shoe tree into a shoe if it will be doing any type of fixing or straightening out of the leather on Shabbos, whereby it got shriveled up or whatever from rain or wetness or even a new shoe, albeit. Now, as far as inserting shoe trees into wet shoes just to prevent it and not to fix it in any way, so that's much easier. Okay, so the Sefer Zacha v'Shama brings down if shoes are still wet. Okay, the person came home, it's Friday night. What are you going to do? Well, they got caught in the rain. That's what he brings down. Even the stronger type of shoe tree, even a stronger type of shoe tree that's going to just keep into shape, may be put into the shoes to prevent the leather from contracting, becoming, you know, wild again. Once they dry, they become smaller and wrinkled and warped and everything else. So, and becoming warped, that's what he says. So this is permitted. So just to stick it in before all that happens to prevent it, so that's already much easier. That's okay. This is permitted because the shoe tree is not performing a stretching operation. It's not doing anything, but rather it's just preventing the leather from becoming warped. The leather starts to become smaller and shrink the shoe and warp the shoe, and by having the shoe tree in it, it's preventing it. So that is okay, which is an act of prevention, he explains, to prevent a major damage from occurring. Is not considered a malacha. That's not the malacha ma'abed. Ma'abed is working the skins, working the hide. Over here, you're just preventing it. You're putting something there that's going to withhold it from becoming shrinking and warping and so on. To do so is comparable to supporting the beams of a sukkah that's fell down. He brings this down comparing to something else. Just putting something to prevent something from falling is not really the malacha of boina. In other words, boina building, when you're building something, but putting something there in the case in time where it's not muksa. I'm not going to get into the whole thing right now, but putting something there just that it doesn't fall, preventing something from falling, so that is not boina building. Okay, so the same thing. Building is building something, but putting something there that something doesn't fall, you're not building anything. So now he just ends off with the case, with the example, which is a simple case. Inserting, he says, a shoe tree may be put into a wet or moist shoe that was worn on Friday night, right? A person got stuck in the rain Friday night. Even if one has no intention of wearing the shoe once again during Shabbos, he'll say, well, this shoe I'm not wearing anymore, it's just wet. So, but could I put in my shoehorn because of the fact I don't want to, I'm not doing anything. I don't want to stretch it. I just don't want it to get ruined, right? So to do this does not involve the prohibition of achana. This is not considered achana, which is the iser of preparing for the weekday, because to put a shoe tree into a wet shoe that has not yet contracted, it's not a positive act of preparation. You're not doing anything. You're just preventing it. Instead, it's an act of preservation, prevention. Prevention is not hachana. Prevention is for now. You're protecting something for now. To prevent damage, he says, from occurring, which is permitted, even if it's not required for Shabbos, even though you're doing it. So I'm just doing it so my shoes don't get ruined. I'm not wearing it anymore. Shabbos, they're wet. I don't want to ruin my shoes. So I'm just doing it. That is not hachana. It's comparable to bringing chairs from a garden that he says so that they will not be spoiled by the rain. Let's say you have chairs outside and it looks like it's going to start raining any second, right? So if you keep your chairs outside, the chairs will get ruined. But how could I bring it in? I'm not using the chairs. I don't need them on Shabbos, right? In a case in time, you could carry. We're not talking about there's an area if you could carry, no problem. But I want to bring my chairs in, so you're preparing for the week. I don't need them for Shabbos. I have no use for these chairs for Shabbos. But LMI what? If I don't bring them in, they're going to get soaking wet. They're going to get ruined. So that is not considered hachana l'chol. That's not considered preparation for the week. That's considered prevention. I'm preventing my chairs from getting ruined, which is permitted, even if they do not get used on Shabbos. So that's the case of the shoes if they got wet. And the Sefer Shabbos Home also says the same thing. However, it is permitted to insert these trees, shoe trees, into shoes that have not lost their shape. But this does not stretch the leather into a new shape, but simply prevents it from losing the original shape. Accordingly, one may place shoe trees into shoes that are still wet from the rain, he says, on page 373, does it say for Shabbos Home, for they do not lose their shape until they dry. He brings this down from the Shal Shuvas Machzel Yo, and so on. Okay, so that's the story. The bottom line is, if one knows that by sticking in these shoe trees, whatever type of shoe trees, basically, and it's going to do some sort of fixing on the shoe, stretching it, you know, or so on, or putting it back in the shape, so one has to be careful not to do that on Shabbos in general. But if it's just a preventing, you know, you're just protecting the shoe, it's wet, before it starts to shrink, you stick in this shoe tree, so that it, or whatever thing you're sticking in there over there, so that it doesn't shrivel up, because it can't, it's preventing it, so that is fine, that's not ma'abed, that's not considered tanning the skins, and that's also not considered preparing for the week, even though one might not be wearing those shoes on Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha, baracha, kol tov.